Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I hope you're happy and healthy. Today's topic is health.
And the title of our lesson is Allergy Season. Allergy Season. Okay, Marie, so what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday we learned a phrase called bless you. When someone sneezes, it's polite to say bless you.
That's right. And some of our friends have allergies. We learned a little bit about it. And today we'll learn some more. So let's take a look at our read it. Here's Marie.
Susie and Rob are talking about allergies. There are many kinds of allergies. Susie doesn't have any, but many people suffer from them. Some of Susie's friends are allergic to pet hair. If people have symptoms of allergies, they should talk to their doctor. Some people have itchy eyes. Others cough. Sometimes people with allergies can't breathe. Doctors can test people and find out what their allergies are.
So, there are all kinds of allergies, right? You can be allergic to a season. It's a seasonal allergy.
That's right. And you can also be allergic to food. Some people have weird allergies. Some people are allergic to milk or even eggs.
Well, maybe it's weird to you, but they have to live with it each day. All right, well, let's learn the key words for today. Here's teacher Christina.
Hello, 又到了容易犯过敏的季节了。很多人都受过敏的问题所苦。 Many people suffer from allergies. 动词 suffer 有受苦的意思。 Susie 有些朋友会对宠物的毛过敏。 They are allergic to pet hair. 我们都学过 hair 是头发的意思, 不过只要是毛发都可以用 hair. 过敏的症状有些人是会眼睛痒, 有些人则是会咳嗽。 Some people cough. 咳嗽是 cough. 那字尾的 gh 发的是 f的音。 有些人过敏甚至会出现不能呼吸的现象。 They can't breathe. 动词呼吸是 breathe. 如果想知道自己的过敏源是什么, 医生可以帮你检验一下。A doctor can test you. 动词 test 就是检验。
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello friends, welcome to Let's Talk. We have a familiar face on the show today. Please help me welcome Susie to the show. Thanks for joining me on the show today, Susie.
You're welcome, Rob.
People suffer from all kinds of allergies. Do you have allergies?
No, but I own many pets. They have hair. Some of my family and friends are allergic to dog hair.
So they sneeze or their eyes water?
Yes. Before they come to my house, they take allergy medicine.
Today, we have a special guest on Rob's show. It's Tanya Travel.
No, Peter.
Oh, allergies. Right. Andrea Allergy Allen. Hey, Allen.
Okay, stop, Peter. Today's guest is Susie.
Oh, is she a doctor?
Peter, you know who she is. No, she is not a doctor, but she has a lot of pets.
Oh, so why should that be important for today's topic?
Well, we will find out. First, Rob says, people suffer from all kinds of allergies.
Yes, people do. Suffer from something. When you are out in the sun all day, you suffer from the heat and the sun's rays.
When you are out in the snow during the winter, You suffer from the cold.
And many people suffer from allergies. I think you get the picture. Suffering is not a good thing.
No, it's not. Well, how can you suffer from allergies?
Well, we saw that Alex suffers from allergies, and yesterday he was sneezing a lot. But you could get a rash, or your eyes could start to water. There are many different symptoms.
Yes. Well, let's visit Christina to learn more about that last one. Hi, Christina.
Rob 问说过敏的人会打喷嚏或是流眼泪吗? So they sneeze or their eyes water? 去尾的 water 是动词,它是流泪或是流口水的意思。所以 their eyes water 就是眼睛流泪。如果你看到好吃的食物觉得口水都要流出来了,也可以说 my mouth is watering。所以下次如果看到朋友在做菜,你看着食物说 my mouth is watering now, 这个应该是很好的赞美哦。另外 water 做动词用还可以表达浇水。如果你要出远门一段时间想拜托朋友帮你替植物浇水就可以对他说 Can you water my plants for me? 这些都是 water 做动词的用法。
So your eyes water when you cry, but every time your eyes water doesn't mean you're crying. Oh, this just reminds me of a sad story about a little dog. The little dog had no friends, and it was hungry, and no one cared about it.
That's so sad.
Are you crying? I just made the story up. It's not real.
No, I wasn't. My eyes, they were just watering. I'm allergic. Yes, I am allergic to dog stories. Stories about dogs.
Okay, well, before we come to the end of our lesson today, we have a few more things to talk about. First, let's visit Rebecca.
Hey, 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 friends! Wow, you all seem so excited today. Why? Wait, hold on, I know. It's grammar point time. If you want to say, before someone does one thing, they do something else, you can use this grammar point. For example, before they shop, they go to a bank. Or before she goes to school, she eats breakfast. You can do this. It's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, allergies are quite bad. I can imagine how they bother people so much.
Take allergy medicine.
If only there was something you could do.
Take allergy medicine.
If only you could do something to make you better.
Peter, take allergy medicine. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Take allergy medicine.
Take allergy medicine. 服用过敏药。
What if I have allergies?
Take allergy medicine.
What if I get a rash?
Take allergy medicine.
What if I start sneezing?
Take allergy medicine.
What if I have trouble breathing?
Get help right away. Call 119. Call the doctor. Call your mother. Help, help, help.
Take allergy medicine.
Take allergy medicine. 服用过敏药。
So when you take allergy medicine, this will help you.
Yes. So if Susie has all these pets, why does this cause allergies?
These pets have hair. Some of my family and friends are allergic to dog and cat hair. Well, think about that, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Marie, is anyone in your home really allergic to something?
Actually, yes. My mom is really, really allergic to cats.
Cats? But you love cats, and you have a cat in your apartment.
I know, so she has to be really, really careful. It's kind of sad.
Or kind of great. Then she won't come over.
All right. Well, I think we should continue. Let's go to Conversation B right now.
Some people cough when they have allergies.
Yes, there are many allergy symptoms. Some people sneeze or cough. Some people get a rash.
And some people can't breathe.
Right. Those people need to get help right away. You can learn about your allergies. A doctor can test you.
Then you can find the right medicine.
And your allergies won't bother you so much.
We learn about something else that can happen when you are allergic to something.
Some people cough when they have allergies.
Yes, they are allergic, and there are many symptoms that they have. Some people sneeze or cough. Some people even get a rash.
So, Marie, when do you cough?
Well, I usually cough in the winter when it's really cold and I'm not warm.
Yeah, I'll cough if I have something in my throat that doesn't feel comfortable. Sneeze, cough, rashes, watery eyes. What do we call all these things?
We call these things symptoms.
Symptoms. That's a word we don't use every day. So what does it mean? It means what happens to you if you do something or something happens.
Right. A symptom of working late is getting tired.
A symptom of not eating is feeling hungry.
Well, allergies can have many symptoms. And maybe you can get symptoms too. Symptoms like a rash or a cough. But maybe you're not sick. It might be an allergy.
Many people have allergies, but they don't know it. And the best way to find out is to learn about allergies.
Yes, you can learn about allergies. And right now, you can learn from Christina. Let's watch together.
Susie 说 You can learn about your allergies. 请注意这个句子里的 learn。 我们以前都把动词 learn 当作是学习的意思。我们说 She is learning to play tennis. 她在学习打网球。不过看 Susie 说的话 You can learn about your allergies. 它是表达你可以去得到关于你过敏的相关讯息。所以 learn 也可以解释成得知或者是发现，用法像是 I learned the news this morning， 我今天早上得知这个消息，而且我是看报纸得知的 I learned from the newspaper。 所以这个动词 learn 的另外一种用法。
So let's talk about these symptoms again. Some people sneeze or cough. Some people might get a rash.
And some people can't breathe. Oh, that would be scary. Breathe. We all need to breathe. Every minute, every day.
Right. Those people need to get help right away. You can learn about your allergies. A doctor can test you.
Test. Yes, they can try a few things that don't know why what's going on with you.That's why it's called a test. They can see if you have allergies or not.
Then you can find the right medicine.
Yes, and once you have the right medicine, then your allergies won't bother you so much.
So maybe you have allergies. Go to a doctor and find out. Really. But right now, it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. suffer. Suffer. Bob suffers from headaches.
Hair. Hair. Does she have long or short hair?
Cough. Cough. I cough a lot during the winter.
Breathe. Breathe. You can breathe the clean air.
Test. Test. Can the doctor test me for allergies? Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now let's go over our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. We have a familiar face on the show today. Please help me welcome Susie to the show. Thanks for joining me on the show today, Susie.
You're welcome, Rob.
People suffer from all kinds of allergies. Do you have allergies?
No, but I own many pets. They have hair. Some of my family and friends are allergic to dog hair.
So they sneeze or their eyes water?
Yes. Before they come to my house, they take allergy medicine.
Some people cough when they have allergies.
Yes, there are many allergy symptoms. Some people sneeze or cough. Some people get a rash.
And some people can't breathe.
Right. Those people need to get help right away. You can learn about your allergies. A doctor can test you.
Then you can find the right medicine.
And your allergies won't bother you so much.
Well, allergies are not fun, and they come from everywhere. We talked a lot about sneezing and seasonal allergies, but food allergies are really important too. Let's take a look at some of these in this picture together.
Oh, wow. Yeah, these are common foods we might eat. But you'd be surprised that some people can't eat or drink these things. Things like milk or peanuts. People with allergies to these have to be very careful, especially what's in their food.
So we would say they have special diets. They have to watch what they eat. Now, there are other ones, too. We talked about animal hair, so that means a person might have trouble breathing or they might get a rash. We can see the nuts in here, but some people are allergic to fish. That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah, I love fish. It must be hard being allergic to certain foods that you can't eat.
I have one friend that's allergic to bees. They know this, but if he ever gets stung by a bee, he will die. It's really serious.
Wow, that is serious, and he needs to protect himself. Well, that was great learning about different food allergies, and it's also great to go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Do many people have allergies?
Yes, many people suffer from allergies.
Are there many kinds of allergies?
Yes, many kinds.
Like what?
Some people are allergic to dust.
Oh, no.
Some people are allergic to peanuts.
Oh, no.
And some people are allergic to pet hairs.
Oh, no. I have a lot of pet hair.
I know.
What happens when people get allergies?
People have different symptoms. Itchy eyes, coughing, trouble breathing.
And sneezing?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I thought so.
Oh. Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. Don't worry. I don't have a cold. I have allergies. Maybe some of you do, too. Allergies are not fun. They make me feel terrible.
Many people have allergies. These can make them sneeze and cough. Their eyes itch and water too. Some people are allergic to trees. Some are allergic to flowers. And still others are allergic to grass. At certain seasons, these plants give off pollen into the air. That pollen makes people have allergies. So what can you do? You can keep your windows closed. Then the pollen can get into your house. Also, don't stay outdoors too long. Wear a mask when you're outside. Especially on windy days. When you come in from outside, change your clothes and take a shower to get the pollen off your skin and hair. Don't hang your laundry outside. Pollen will get on the sheets and towels. And don't smoke. That can make your allergies worse. You can also take some allergy medicine. This can help your eyes from itching and can stop your sneezing.
I'll soon feel better. I took some allergy medicine. Now I won't sneeze as much and my eyes won't itch. But I still have allergies and they will bother me until summertime. I hope this medicine works fast. I'm tired of sneezing. Goodbye, everyone. See you next time on Jack's File.
Friends, thanks for joining and learning about allergies today. They're really important to know about. I have some friends who have serious allergies. And you know, sometimes we eat out at restaurants.
That's right. And if you're with a friend who has allergies, maybe you can tell them maybe certain things on the menu contains a certain food or liquid in them.
Yeah, and you should talk to the chef in the back and say, hey, my friend has this allergy. Please don't use this type of food.
That's right. Well, we had a lot of fun, and I hope you did too. We'll see you again soon right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.